Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When a winner is defeated, they get up and go again. The fact that a temporarily defeated winner gets up to fight another day is, in fact, a victory. Realize that if what you're doing isn't working, it's time to do things differently. F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author, once said, "For what it's worth, it's never too late to be whoever you want to be. I hope you live a life that you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over." Good quote.
Amen.
We gain strength when we believe that every promise of God is for us as much as it is for anyone else. Never get defensive over what didn't work. Instead, brainstorm on ideas that we know will work.
You know, we believe Dr. Ben Carson, who wrote this next quote, must have had each of us in mind,
right, honey? I think
so. Says, you have the ability to choose which way you want to go. You have to believe great things are going to happen in your life. Do everything you can, prepare, pray, and achieve to make it happen.
The average millionaire in the United States goes bankrupt at least 3.5 times. Do millionaires have a secret willpower, determination, stubbornness, natural grit, or discipline? Is there a secret millionaire code that's been handed down from generation to generation? Is there a code that helps people bounce back from failure and defeat to achieve lasting victory? This may surprise you, but the answer is yes. There is such a code. People, great people, have given their lives so that you can have easy access to the greatest code book ever written. It's called the Bible. The secret of the ages is simple. In fact, it won't surprise you that we believe it's 7 words. Read your Bible. Do what it says. Here are 7 ways to bounce back from defeat. We do this by embracing and activating 7 principles from this ancient code book. Number 1, view failure favorably. As we've often said, failure is an event. It's not who you are. Failure is a learning experience. Failure is discovering what doesn't work. Failure is a stepping stone. Failure is losing a battle to win the war. Failure is not realizing how close you were to winning when you threw in the towel. John Wooden, the legendary basketball coach at UCLA, once said, "Failure is not fatal, but failure to change might be." Well, We just shared 7 characteristics of failure. As we each learn from each one, we'll grow stronger and bounce back from defeat. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. From Romans 5, 3 through 5, the Living Bible really should encourage all of us. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they're good for us. They help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us and helps us to trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady. Then when that happens, we're able to hold our heads high, no matter what happens, and that's all well, for we know how dearly God loves us, and we feel this warm love everywhere within us because God has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. It's a great passage of scripture.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, shake up your approach. Brian Tracy, the motivational speaker and author, once told of 4 men who became millionaires by the age of 35. According to Tracy, each of these millionaires were in an average of 17 businesses before they found the niche that made them millionaires. If what you've tried or are trying is not working, with defeat kind of lingering around the corner. Perhaps it's time to shake things up.
Yes.
In Ezra 10 verse 4, New Living Translation, it says, "Get up, for it is your duty to tell us how to proceed in setting things straight. We are behind you. Be strong and take action." We can't focus on things that happened yesterday, last week, 6 months ago, or 3 years ago. If we stay focused on that, we'll always remain the victim. Instead, we have to elevate our thinking to concentrate on the good things in our lives and the things that we learn from that are going to set us right. Or perhaps I should say in the right direction.
Yes.
Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them."
That's one of my favorite quotes.
It's a good one.
Number three, people who bounce back never give in or give up. We must refuse to accept failure as final, regardless of how badly we may have messed up. When you and I can accept failure as a learning experience, we can keep growing. Two scriptures come to mind. Proverbs 24:16. "For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again." And Psalm 37:23-24. "If the Lord delights in a man's ways, he makes his steps firm. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand."
Mm.
Wow.
Number four, clearly defined goals will help us bounce back and spring forward. Matthew 6:21 in the New Living Translation says, "Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be." When we invest our time, our treasure, our goals, supernatural things begin to happen. First, the first thing we need to do really is write the goals down. And I mean, write them on a piece of paper, make it plain. Second, create a timeline for the achievement of these goals. Third, we need to monitor our progress. Fourth, we need to visualize ourselves enjoying the rewards and benefits of the accomplished goal. And fifth, inspect what we expect to prevent defects to make our plan perfect. Sixth, confess the achievement of our goal. And seventh, soon our passion for the accomplishment of our goal will ignite us and motivate us into the reality that we desire. And if we should fail to achieve our goal, again, not stop and have a pity party. Analyze what went wrong, create a new plan for success, and keep on going.
Hallelujah. Number five, reject rejection by praying for future victories. The old saying is, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. My version of that saying is this: if at first you don't succeed, analyze what went wrong, change it, and start again. If you trip and fall flat on your face, jump up, praise God, because where you were is not your home. Never say, "I'm a failure." Instead, say, "What I tried before didn't work, but I'm an overcomer, and this time I will succeed." As you pursue your new goals toward success, we encourage you to make a list of the reasons why you think you were unsuccessful, and then pray the following prayer, or one close to it. Heavenly Father, I'm headed where your word says I can go, toward success, prosperity, and the good life. My journey has been hindered by a temporary defeat. I have listed what I believe to be the problems. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking for you to stir specific solutions in my spirit so previous defeats can be turned into future victories. Thank you, Lord, for your direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed.
I love that scripture, especially Classic Amplified. Number six, never let previous defeats, or for heaven's sakes, the enemy, steal your joy. No matter the adversity or the intensity of perhaps a previous failure, The important thing is to keep our joy. In Psalm 30, verse 5, Psalm 30, verse 5, Classic Amplified, it says, "For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime, or in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Joy comes in the morning. Joy follows the weeping when he is at the core of our existence. When we are at peace with the Lord, worshiping him for all he's done and is doing and will continue to do in our lives, we can have and experience joy.
Amen. Number 7, visualize turning previous defeats into victories. If you can believe, you can turn failure into success. If you can see it happening, that alone will empower you to achieve it. The power of God allows you to ignite your imagination and visualize God's will for your life. Let's say that another way. The power of God allows you to see, to imagine your future success. Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, things not seen." This scripture confirms that everything will exist in the invisible realm before it can appear in the visible realm. The thought of turning failure into success may seem invisible to you at the moment, but you gotta know many things that were invisible before are now being visualized and coming into existence every day. Every process, every product, every invention, every movement or movie or entertainment vehicle, every book, every organization, everything added to the earth by mankind exists in the invisible realm of the imagination before it can enter the visible, tangible realm and become a reality in your life. And so is your ability to bounce back from previous defeats. It's time to make the reality of success visible to you and to everybody who knows you. Think about it. Hallelujah. This is a teaching you may want to listen to again. If you do, just go to, just dial 1-712-432-0990. That's the playback number. And the same access code will get you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking those rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.